wanted to speak about the mitzvah of Havdalah. The first issue that we want to address is whether the mitzvah of Havdalah is d'oraisa. The Rambam opens up Perek Chavtes Mihilchos Shabbos. Mitzvah Haseh Min HaTorah Lekadish Es Yom HaShabbos Midvarim Shenemar Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadish Klobar Zochreyu Zchiras Shevach Lekidush Vitzorach Lezochreyu Biknisoso Ubi Yitzioso Biknisoso Bikidush Hayom Ubi Yitzioso Bavdol. So the Magen Mishnah points out that since the Rambam derives the mitzvah of Kiddush as a mitzvah saseh min haTorah from the pasuk Zocher es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, and the Rambam says that Zocher es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho includes both Kiddush and Havdalah, is midivrei Rabbeinu nireh bebiur, it's clear from the Rambam shehu sover shehavdalah gamkein dvar Torah. Vakol b'chlal zochreyu. So it means the mitzvah of zochreyu is b'knisaso, b'yitziaso, and therefore it includes not only Kiddush but also Havdalah as a mitzvah d'oraisa. This would seem to also be indicated by the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, Hu Shetzimonu l'kadesh es HaShabbos v'lomar dvarim b'knisaso u'b'yitziaso. Rambam doesn't differentiate between Kiddush and Havdalah. And the Rambam says that what is the mitzvah of Kiddush? Nazker bom godel ayom hazeh maloso v'ibodlo mishar hayomim akodim imenu v'yaboim achro. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Shevach to the Shabbos is to indicate that Shabbos is a special day. It's different than the days that came before it and the days that came afterwards. And the Rambam is very clear-cut when he says, in the name of the Mechilta, that Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is Kidshehu B'Knisosu V'Kadshehu B'Yitziyosu. Klomar, the Rambam even ends with an emphasis here, Havdalah, Gam Kein Chelek Mischiras Shabbos U'Mitzvosa. So the Rambam includes in the mitzvah of Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho both Kiddush and Havdalah, Zochreyu b'knisaso v'zochreyu b'yitziaso. That's the Magen Mishnah here at the beginning of Perek Chavtes Mehilchos Shabbos. However, the Tosa Rosh in Masechta Brachos on Daf Chaf Amid Beis quotes Rabbeinu Tam that the drasha of Zochreyu is an asmachta bi'alma, and that Mitzvah Havdalah is derabbanan. Now let's take a look at the mitzvah of Havdalah on Yontif. For this we fast forward to the Rambam in Perek Chavtes Halacha Yud Ches in this case. The Rambam writes, Kishem Shemakadshim B'Leili Shabbos U'Mavdilin V'Motzoi Shabbos Kach Mekadshim B'Leili Yomim Tovim U'mavdilim b'motza'ehen. So the Rambam has Kiddush and Havdalah not only on Shabbos but also on Yontif. Here is a line, a comment of the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah writes, V'da she'ein Kiddush Yontif Dvar Torah, that the mitzvah of Kiddush, and therefore for sure the mitzvah of Havdalah with regard to Yontif, is not d'oraisa, because the pasuk says Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The pasuk is specifically referring to Shabbos, not to Yontif, and therefore the takana of Kiddush and Havdalah b'Yontif is only d'rabbanan. That's what it says here in the Magid Mishnah. Fine. Once we assume that the pasuk itself, Koy b'Shabbos, is referring to Shabbos, there's no source in the Torah for Havdalah on Yontif, and therefore Havdalah on Yontif is only Dirabonon. Basi Lahayir, I would like to point out that the Magid Mishnah in theory might be right, but the language of the Rambam is not mashma like that. The Rambam goes out of his way to say that Kishem Shemakachin Balele Shabbos, Umavdilu Bimotsoi Shabbos, Kach Makachin Balele Yontif, Umavdilu Bimotsoi. The Kishem in the Rambam seems to go out of his way, and I saw in the Frankel edition of the Rambam in the back that someone had died that, to equate Shabbos and Yontif. And it becomes a little bit clearer when you read the next part of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Shekulon Shabbosos Hashem Hem, that even Yontif is called Shabbos Hashem. Notice the Parsha, which we'll get to later on in Kitisa, now we're holding in Yisro, but in Kitisa the Parsha seems to include both Yontif, the Moadim, and Shabbos, Sheshes Yom Tavid, in one Parsha. In other words, the Kedusha Shabbos and the Kedusha Yontif has a certain overlap in it, Kedusha Hazman, and the Rambam's Kishem would indicate that both Yontif and like Shabbos is a Chiv Doraisa. And therefore, we could postulate a possibility here against the Magid Mishnah that Havdalah on Motzi Yontif is, according to the Rambam, Doraisa. Now, I want to point out to you something that I found in Rebbe Chanan in the Kovetz Shi'uri. This is at the very beginning of Masechta Beitza. And he writes the following. Kosav HaMagid Mishnah V'perich HaFtesnil Cheshavis HaLochi Yudches V'kiddish D'yontif Lav D'oraisa V'taymo Nira D'kiddish B'Shavis Yalfinon Midechsiv Zohar Es Yom HaShavos L'kadsho Zohreyu B'knisoso U'b'yitziyoso B'yontif Lekakra. The Magid Mishnah holds that since in Yontif there's no pasuk of Zohreyu, because it says Zohar Es Yom HaShavos L'kadsho, Lo Yalfinon Yontif Mishabbos. We don't derive this chumra of Shabbos and apply it to Yontif. And he quotes other Rishonim who are of the opinion that Einoch Hinami Yontif is only Derabban. That's the first part of the Rebbe Chanan that I wanted to point out to you, that the pasuk is referring to Shabbos, and therefore only on Shabbos do we have Kiddush and Havdalah D'oraisa. However, in the very next paragraph, Rebbe Chanan quotes the Rashba Balatosis, meaning the Rashbi Shantz, and he holds that Havdalas Yontif D'oraisa, meaning that even if we accept the Magid Mishnah that Havdalah on Yontif is the Rabbanon, that's only according to the Rambam Shita. But the Rashmi Shantz, one of the Balei Atosis, is of the opinion that Havdalah on Yontif is the Doraisa. And the Kovetz Shiurim is Medayik in the Lashon of the Rashmi Shantz. Why is this so? And he says that the source of Kiddush and Havdalah according to the Rashmi Shantz is not the Pasuk Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that's the Rambam Shita, but Yalfinan LeMikra we derive from a different Pasuk LaHavdil Bein HaKodesh U'Bein HaChol. The Pasuk says in Yechezkel that we should be Mavdil between Kodesh and Chol. Says Rebbe Chanan, Harash mishantz lo hevi mikra de zochres yom haShabbos l'kadsho zochrei b'knisos v'yitziyoso el akra de lahavdil ben kodesh hakodesh uben achol ukra koi ben l'shabbos uben b'yontif. Good question. I don't have an answer to that question right now, but probably what it means is that this pasuk sheds a light on Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. I don't know.
The Gully Milson, the word maybe, that the word that they're called the same thing. Right. Not a real drasha.
Like, oh, which word? I'm not sure which word you mean. When you say it's a Gully Milson, the word.
They Mechazel called each one Shabbos, right?
No. He just says, L'Havdil Ben HaKodesh U'Ben HaChol. That's the Lashon of the Korah. I should have given it to you to look up, but you can trust me on that. So Rebbe Chanan says that if there's a mitzvah that the Rashbi shines derives from the pasuk lahavdu ben hakodesh l'chol. There's no reason to limit this mitzvah to Shabbos. The pasuk doesn't mention Shabbos; it just mentions kodesh and chol. And therefore, says Rav Elchanan, in very short words, that according to the Rashbi shines for sure, the mitzvah of havdalah on yontif is doraisa. It's no less than the mitzvah of havdalah on Shabbos, because the pasuk itself, koi biyontif, koi bein b'Shabbos bein biyontif, it's not a reference to Shabbos. So that's very interesting, because if we assume the Magid Mishnah, which again, I'm not sure if that's Pashtus in the Rambam, but if we assume that according to the Rambam, Zochreyu b'knisoso b'yitziyoso is only on Shabbos, and therefore Avdola on Yontif is only Durabonon, we now have an afkemina between the Rambam and the Rashbi Shans. Is Havdalah on Yontif Doraisa? According to the Rambam, who derives Havdalah from Zochreyu, the Pasuk says Zochre is Yom HaShabbos, then the Magid Mishnah says that's limited to Shabbos, and the whole Takon of Havdalah and Yontif is only Durabonah. Masha'en Kein, according to Rabbi Chanan's understanding of Rabbi Shimon Mishans, that the source for Kiddush and Havdalah is Lahavdil Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol, that introduces not only Havdalah on Shabbos, but also on Yontif, and that's all Da'oraisa. So again, according to what we've seen until now, if we take the Magid Mishnah and Rav Elchanan, if we take the Rambam and the Rashbi Shant, so we ask the question, is Havdalah on Yontif Da'oraisa? The answer is, it depends where you derive Havdalah from. If it's from the Pasuk Havdil Ben HaKodesh Ve'achol, then it applies equally to Shabbos and Yontif. If on the other hand it's from the Pasuk Zochre Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that's only the Shabbos L'Kadsho, but Yontif is only the Rambam. What I'd like to investigate with you is the possibility that there are other nafkeminas between the Rambam and the Rashbi Shams.
If Kiddush is more important than Avdol, you know, if the whole word of that you learn from the Havkin Kamash L'Chol, Kiddush and Avdol is the Oraisa, then they have the same level of importance. According to Rambam, not sure. Kiddush is more choshev than Avdol, no? According to Rambam.
Hard to say. I mean, you're right that the Rambam's opening line in Perek Kof Tes is Mitzvah Seven Ator L'Kadesh Es Yom HaShabbos, but the Rambam doesn't stop there, because he says Zochreyu B'Knisaso B'Yitziyaso B'Yitziyaso B'Kiddush. I'm sorry, B'Knisaso B'Kiddush U'B'Yitziyaso B'Avdol. So I'm not sure. You're right. The Rambam does open up with Kiddush as a Mitzvah Seven Ator. But then he goes ahead and he quotes the pasuk, which he interprets to include both Kiddush and Avdol. So I'm not sure that we want to say that Avdol is on a lower level than Kiddush. In any event, the Magid Mishnah equates them, and that was the big, you know, Kiddush here of Rabbeinu. Let's see, some Dibur Rabbeinu is nira b'birur. It's clear shu sover Avdolah dvar Torah va'kol michlal b'zocher azoy shteit in Magid Mishnah. So you might say Ishtikul Torah here, and I would support you with the language of the Rambam, but at least we have the Magid Mishnah, and now we have the Rashbi Shants. The nafkamina between the Makar of Kiddush and Avdol according to the Rambam, and the Makar of Kiddush and Avdol according to the Rashbi Shants, is going to be Yontif. Because the Rambam is talking about a pasuk that says Shabbos, and the pasuk of the Rashbi Shants, Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ve'Achol, is Bein B'Shabbos U'Bein B'Yontif. That's what we have from this Kovet Shiurim. What I would like to add is the possibility that there might be an additional nafkamina.
So the pasuk in Yecheskel, the subject there is about Kiddush? Or what's the subject? What's he talking about there?
Yeah, he's talking about Kiddush and Avdol. Both together. Okay. The Magid Mishnah back at the beginning of Perek Kof Tes addresses the question of Noshim in Kiddush and Avdol. And he writes the following. He says, Vida, Shalidivri Akol, Echad Anoshim, V'Echad Noshim, Chayovim B'Kiddush Hayom. He says, Umema Mefureshesi Brachos Tavchofa Midbeis, Nashim chayomis bekiddush hayom dvar Torah. How do we know that women are obligated in kiddush hayom in Torah? After all, it's a mitzvah seishes man groma. Nafkala mizachar v'shamar. Kol sheyeshno b'shmira yeshno b'schira. Oh, says the Magid Mishnah, v'avdola nami im hi dvar Torah. Now that we've said that according to the Rambam, included in Zachar, Yom Shabbos Akadsho, on a Daraisa level is also Avdolah, is therefore, Nafkalon Chiv Noshim Mehasam, we derive the Chiv Noshim from that Pasuk of Zachar, and Kol Sheyeshno Bishmir Yeshno Bishchir, and Zachar, according to the Rambam, we just established, this includes not only Kiddush, but also Avdolah. The Mela, if we've established A, that Zachar includes Havdalah. B, therefore, Havdalah is Doraisa. C, women are obligated in the midst of Kiddush, and that's because Zachar v'Shamar. Then we have to come to conclusion number 4, D, that women are included in the midst of Havdalah, Dvar Torah. Very nice logical presentation of the Magid Mishnah. However, if you open up the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Reish Tzadi Vav, he's not sure about this. He says the following: Reish Tzadi Vav Sif Katan Sif Ches. He writes: Nashim Chayovos BaHavdola Kishem SheChayovos BeKiddush VeYesh Mi SheCholik. Who's the Yesh Mi SheCholik? That's the Orchas Chaim. Now, in the Mechaber, you don't know how seriously he's taking this. You know, he does quote the Orchas Chaim that women are not obligated in Avdolah Midoraisa. But you're not 100% sure if the Mechaber is telling you anything Halacha L'maisa. But the Rambam in this case, I think, you'll maybe argue with me, I think he's interpreting the Mechaber. He's not arguing with the Mechaber. The Rambam says, Al Kain, let's take this seriously. Lo yavdilu li'atzman, rak yishvu havdola min ha'anoshim. In other words, halach l'maisa, he doesn't want women making their own havdola. Again, it's only l'chatchila. The Mishnah verse speaks about what happens if, you know, if there's no other possibility, so they should make havdola, etc., etc. But the very fact that l'chatchila women should avoid making Avdolah, it means that we're afraid it's a brachal batol, they're not obligated in Avdolah because of the Orchas Chaim. So we see that this Orchas Chaim is to be taken pretty seriously. So I was wondering, what's the Yesod HaPlugta here as to whether or not Noshim are Chayovis BaHavdolah Min HaTorah? And I was thinking that maybe it depends on this machlokus between the Rambam and the Rashmi Shantz as to what the makar of Havdalah is. The Rambam includes Havdalah in Zachar, Zachrei v'Yitziyaso, and therefore since women are included in Zachar, because the hekish between Shomer and Zachar, that hekish is mafkia, the din of Nitzah Seisha's mind groma, and imposes a chiyuv on Nashim. And the Rambam holds that bein b'knisaso, bein b'yitziyaso, bein b'kiddush, bein b'avdol. But if we don't have that as a source for the chiyuv havdolah, the chiyuv havdolah is derived from a different pasuk. L'havdil bein hakodesh u'bein hachol. Now, this pasuk doesn't lend itself to the original hekesh of Zachar v'Shamar. So if havdolah, according to the Rashmi Shantz, is the Oraisa, but derived from a different source in the Torah, then we go back to our original premise. What was our original premise? That women should be exempt from the mitzvah of Avdolah because it's man grum. Comes along the pasuk Zachar Yom HaShabbos with a hekesh to shomer lafkia lafuke our havavina that this is a mitzvah seishes man grum lechayves hanoshim. But if the source for Avdolah is not Zachar Yom HaShabbos lekadsho, so then, as far as Avdolah is concerned, we don't have the hekesh of kol sheyesh no b'shmira, yesh no b'schira, and therefore, Nashim could be pturos from the mitzvah of Avdolah. Interesting. Now, perhaps...
I said, according to the shita that learns it from the Yecheskel, so What is
yeah, he? That's what Benny asked me before. Exactly how you juggle a mitzvah midirei Torah from a pasuk in Kabbalah? Is that
no,
what
not
you?
That.
Oh, no. I thought that's what you.
No, I was going to ask that. According to him, we said we don't have the we kind of don't have the hekesh in him because she yeshna b'shmir yeshna b'schir. According to him, so what is he holds women are potter from everything Shabbos?
No, what he's going to say is the following: that as far as the mitzvah of zachar is concerned, that we have a hekesh of zachar l'shavar, so women are obligated in the mitzvah of kiddush. But the mitzvah of Abdullah, he doesn't derive from the pasuk zachar. He doesn't have the expansion of the Rambam that zachar includes b'yitziyaso. He learns yitziyaso from lahavdil bein hakodesh ubein hachol. That's where the Torah commands you in Havdalah. Now, if that be the case, it's not part of the limud of zachar v'shavar. There's no basis to lafukis my grama and say that therefore women should be obligated in Havdalah. Perhaps that's the yisod of this Orchas Chaim, that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Havdalah. And perhaps this could shed a light on a chiddush here of the Har Tzvi. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in a Tshuva Nor Chaim, Simon Kuf Samach He, discusses the case of a katan she higia legadluso b'motzoi Shabbos. Okay, now again, there are different ways of defining bar mitzvah, whether it's meis la'eis or whether it's in any event on Shabbos he was a katan. On Motzi Shabbos he's a god. So the tshuva, the Har Tzvi wants to suggest that eino mechuyev b'havdol min haTorah. That's his language. The alkein eino motzi es hagadol b'havdol. Against he's a gadol now, and he's not going to be able to recite havdolah for a gadol. Why? Because he's not mechuyev in havdolah min haTorah. And why is that? Because mitzvahs havdolah midoraisa yalfinen le mikra de zochres yom haShabbos lekadsho v'harei michoves yom haShabbos. So in other words, the yitziyaso is based on the knisaso. It's the Shabbos the knisaso that generates the chiyuv of the yitziyaso. It's all derived from zochar. So we now have a new hekesh according to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Kol sheyeshno bizachreyu b'knisaso, yeshno bizachreyu b'yitziyaso. This katan, since he wasn't included in kiddush because on a deraisa level he was not chayav in Shabbos, therefore he doesn't have Shabbos to generate the chiyuv of yitziyaso of havdolah. The eno of mitzvah deoraisa shel zochar hamchayvaso b'havdolah. And therefore, eino chayiv min haTorah l'kadosh as a Shabbos b'yitziyaso. Everybody following his logic? So, since he doesn't have the chiyuv of Shabbos because he was a katan, memela he doesn't have a chiyuv of havdalah because the chiyuv of havdalah is embedded in the chiyuv of kiddush. And since he doesn't have the chiyuv of kiddush b'knisaso, he doesn't have the chiyuv of Havdol. So Rabosai, I don't know if Kuliyama lo pliyibaze. You know, yesh lo ayin. It's a gevaldige chiddush that he's saying here. And if you know anyone who is bar mitzvah or motzi Shabbos, it's a great drasha for a bar mitzvah. You know, like someone who's born between Pesach and Shavuos is going to decide whether or not he says Sfiras over with a bracha, right? So that's going to be the drasha of the bar mitzvah. It's a great drasha for bar mitzvah on a motzi Shabbos. Again, assuming he became bar mitzvah on motzi Shabbos. Is he able to be motzi a gadol bidei avdol? And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says no. I would like to suggest the following. According to the Rambam, he's absolutely correct. His logic is compelling. Because the Rambam derives avdolah from Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. If the Katan is not Chayim in Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, then even though he's a Gadol B'motzoi Shabbos B'Shas Havdolah, he can't be Chayim in Yitziyaso because he wasn't Chayim B'Knisos. However, if we assume that the source for Havdolah is not the Pasuk of Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that's a Pasuk which is Machayev the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Dola, says the Kovet Shiurim in the name of the Rashmi Shatz, one of the Baliat Tosfos. This is derived from the Pasuk, Likadsho, Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol. So that Pasuk Lahavdil generates the Chiyuv of Havdol. Now if that be the case, the Chiyuv Havdola is a separate Chiyuv. And it's independent of the Chiyuv of Kiddush. So Eino Chinami, the Katan, the Yosef Katan was potter on Shabbos itself from the mitzvah of Kiddush. But now, there's a Divrei Shevach Vodoya on Lahavdil Ben HaKodesh Uben HaChol. And now he's a Gadol, and he has to be Meshabeach HaKodesh Baruch Hu Lahavdil Ben HaKodesh Uben HaChol. That's what I was thinking. But then, I was wondering, maybe my calculation is not correct. What does it mean, Lahavdil Ben HaKodesh Uben HaChol? Again, he wants to make Havdolah, but he can only make Havdolah Lahavdil Ben HaKodesh, meaning Shabbos, Uben HaChol. He was a Kohen on Shabbos. So that if the mitzvah of Havdolah is derived from Lahavdil, then what's Lahavdil if he didn't have Shabbos?
He had some of Shabbos.
What?
He had some of Shabbos.
What do you mean he had some of Shabbos?
Yeah, or that he became a Gadol. Let's say he became.
No, he didn't even Gadol on Motzi Shabbos. That's the case of the Tzvi Pesach Fan.
After Shabbos.
Yeah, he was born on Motzi Shabbos. If you hold me eight slaves. Well, I'm not going into that's a whole shiur on
Tutsi. For sure, Shabbos, Dushas of Shabbos.
Oh, excellent. Benny, you could have said this shiur, but since I'm getting somewhat of a salary, I don't know what exactly, but we'll talk about that another time. Right? We're all waiting on life for the checks together. So therefore I'm gonna say what you said. But he says very well. Enochinam. Bioso Koton on Shabbos, he's not chayev in the mitzvah of Shabbos. But he has the Kedusha of Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos is an entity and he has it. What would be, that's what I wanted to know, Yitzhak Isaac, if a ger was misgayer of Motzei Shabbos. Question if you can have such a thing. You know, mishpat, whether you need bezdin, bezdin, yoshev alayla. But let's say you had a case of a gershin is gayer b'motzei Shabbos. Here I would say that even according to the Rashmi Shans, he's parted from the mitzvah of Abdullah. You know, he went into the mikvah, and I would not give him a kosher Abdullah as the first mitzvah. Okay, maybe midrabbanan, but not midoraisa. Why? Because he's mufka from Kedusha Shabbos.
And what happens if he was the Eved of Israel?
An Eved of Yisrael. We're talking about an Eved Knani?
Yeah.
So you're talking about an Eved Knani. Wait, just give me one second. Does an Eved Knani have... No, I would say an Eved Knani is also Mufka from Kedusha Shabbos.
Well, why is it cut?
No, wait a minute. Let's just wait. That may have been a big mistake. Wait, hold on a second. I jumped the gun. Wait, an Eved Knani as far as Shabbos is concerned. Just one second. Yeah, Shmuel, you want to say something? It's hard for me to hear you, but if you scream up...
It's
Chayim Mitzvah Keisha,
so...
Yeah.
Oh, so since Lola, therefore, since she has Shomar, so he's certainly included in Shomar.
Also, there's certain halachas, like Shvisas Avdol, Shvisas...
The only thing is, just one second, according to the Mishnah... Wait, just let me go through the Mishnah Melech one second. The Mishnah Melech says that when we apply Lola, that's only but if she has a Ptura. Yeah, Lachori, you're right. Pashtus, you're right. So that Neved Knani would be like a katan, the way I'm saying it, that he has lahavdil and a kosher lechol because he has kedusha Shabbos. He's not mechuyev in kedusha Shabbos, but the kedusha Shabbos is shayatim, and the nafkamina is that now he can make havdalah on motzi Shabbos. That's only if you derive havdalah from. Lahavdil ben HaKodesh u'ben HaChol. If you derive Avdol from Zochreiru, which means Zochre Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho B'Knisaso, then we have the Chiddush of the Har Tzvi that he's not included in Zechira, therefore he's not included in Kiddush.
Even again,
in Avdol.
Even again, if he says a Chiyuv Gavi has to be Shaykh in Shabbos, then obviously a Ger was never Shaykh in Shabbos. But the Cheftz of Shabbos, even if he's a ger, there was the day of Shabbos.
I don't know. You see, that's what I'm worried about, Benny, because let's say he's training for gerus. What does he do on Shabbos? Do you remember this?
Oh, he's
he has to do a malach on Shabbos, right?
100%. But right now, after Shabbos, to celebrate, to say, and now Shabbos is over, the cheftz of Shabbos was there. Who says lahavdil my Shabbos? Lahavdil this thing of Shabbos of Chol. as a day. If I say it's a chiyuv gavra, I have mitzvah of Shabbos. If I say the chiyuv of Shabbos was there, maybe not for me, but for someone else.
Ah.
So I mafdil on their Shabbos.
You remind me of the Brisker Rav on Vayichad Yisro. You remember the Brisker Rav? And Rashi says, Nasa Ibsoro Chidudu Chidudu. So the Brisker Rav says, who cares? Like, why is the Torah have to write this? So he quotes the Halach in Shulchan Aruch that says that a person is allowed to be Mavarech al Tovas Chavero. But if you look carefully in the Torah, he says, Vamed Varmur im Sameach the Torah Tovas Chavero. So the beginning of the Pasuk says, Vayivarech Hashem Lemar, you know, that Yisro made a bracha b'shem u'malchus. You know? So the question is, can he make a shem u'malchus? So we say, yeah, he can make a bracha b'shem u'malchus because al tovas chaveru shehitzel asam Yisro. But the Torah says that's only if he's b'simcha. So the Brisker Rav says, dashtei vayichad Yisro. So you're asking me, does the ger that's misgayer motzi Shabbos, is he chayv in shemach v'odaya for the avdola between Shabbos and chol? The question is he shameach b'tovas chavero, meaning that he can be b'shameach kodesh baruch hu because Knesset Yisrael has kedusha Shabbos. That's what Benny wants to say. Low nearly, but you know it's a free country, as we say. Okay, let's go on. Rabosai, I think that maybe we can find another nafkemina, perhaps. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis says Mispalel Adam Shel Shabbos be Erev Shabbos V'chein Shel Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos. So Rov Rishonim, and that's how the Rambam Paskins here in Perek Chav Tes Halacha Yud Aleph understand the following: Yesh lo li'odim l'kadesh al hakos erev Shabbos mibod yom achol pi shelo nichnasa hashabbos v'chein mavdil al hakos mibod yom achol pi shadayin hi Shabbos shemitzvas zechira li'omra bein b'shas k'nisaso V'yitzi also ubein kodim l'shazu b'ma'at. So the Rambam has a concept here in Kiddush and Avdolah that's called samach l'shabbos or samach l'yitzias haShabbos. And the Rambam holds that enochinami you can recite Avdolah before tzeis haShabbos. Let's assume the way the Mefarshim interpreted from Plag HaMincha and on. And so too on Erev Shabbos from Plag HaMincha and on, you can recite Kiddush. Oh. That's the Lashon HaRambam. However, the Gaonim disagree with the Rambam, Rav Haigoin, the Ritz Geos, and so forth. And the Gaonim say, Eino Mavdil Ela Mishetechshach. That is only Havdalah after it gets dark. And I'm just wondering,
Kiddush there is before?
Oh, Kiddush there is before, but not Avdolah. So I'm just thinking out loud, is it possible that this machlokus between the Rambam and the Gaonim about whether or not you can recite Avdolah Samach L'Motzei Shabbos depends upon the machlokus, what's the source for Avdolah? If the source for Avdolah, as the Rambam has it, is Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, so we have halacha b'knisaso, then it can be samach l'knisaso. If there's halacha of samach l'knisaso, then there's halacha of samach l'yitzioso. In other words, before Shabbos or before Motzi Shabbos, we recite both Kiddush and Avdolah. That equation is ironclad. And the Rambam therefore holds that the same way you can recite Avdolah after Plag HaMincha, you can recite Kiddush after Plag HaMincha on Erev Shabbos, you can recite Avdolah after Plag HaMincha on Motzi Shabbos. It's halacha that I'm coming close to Shabbos, I can be Mishabeach to Shabbos. I've just passed Plag HaMincha, I'm coming close, I can already anticipate on the horizon Yitzias HaShabbos, I can be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yitzias HaShabbos. That's a Rambam Lashitas. What do the Gaonim hold? The Gaonim say no. If we take the approach of the Rashmi Shans, the way the Kavod Shiurim says it, that the makar of Avdola is lahavdil bein hakodesh lechol, then it's not shaykh to be mavdil bein hakodesh lechol when it's Shabbos. The entire enterprise of Havdalah is generated with Motzi Shabbos, when we get to this hischalfus hazman, we get to this transition of time, and azman which is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shabbos is not roi to the shemach of lahavdil bein hakodesh ubein hachol. What do you mean lahavdil bein hakodesh lechol? It still is Kodesh. So again, if I derive Havdalah from Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, then we're saying there's such a thing as being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Shabbos. And Shabbos is Mechayev a double Shevach, a double Chiyuv Hodoyah. We have to thank Hashem for the Knisas HaShabbos, and we have to thank Hashem for the Yetzias HaShabbos. In both cases, that Shevach is applicable as soon as the Kedusha is on the horizon, or as soon as the Yitzias HaKedusha is on the horizon. If I'm close enough to it, if I have a certain smichus, then Enoch Inami, I can recite Kiddush and Avdol. But if I derive Avdol as a separate entity from Lahavdil Ben HaKodesh and Ben HaChol, then it doesn't make sense that on Shabbos itself you could be Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Havdalah itself. It's very interesting, because if you take the Rashmi Shans, then Havdalah means Havdalah. Havdalah means leaving Shabbos and entering into Chol. That's what Havdalah means. And to recite Havdalah when it's still Shabbos, that doesn't make any sense, and that would support the Das HaGaonim. And it's interesting that the Meirian Brachos on Daf Chavavim and Beis actually supports the Rambam's opinion without quoting the Rambam. His Lashon is fascinating. He writes, V'af ha-Havdolah kiddushi l'Shabbos. In other words, the Havdolah is related to Shabbos. And if the Havdolah is related to Shabbos, and we saw such a similar idea in Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's Chiddush there, La'alok about a cut. If the Havdolah is related to Shabbos, then even if it's still Shabbos, I can recite Havdolah. That's, I think, a tremendous support for the Rambam. So that's the Meiri. The only thing is, Rabosai, I have one problem here in this sugi. You know, the Rishonim debate the issue of Tosefes Shabbos. Is there such a thing midoraisa as Tosefes Shabbos? And the Rishonim Pe'echad prove, well, Pe'echad chutz mi and Rambam, but of course he's always the exception, but they prove that there is Tosefes Shabbos min HaTorah. How do they know such a thing? From this sugya, that the sugya establishes Mispalel Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. What do you mean Mispalel Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos? How is that possible? You're going to recite Kiddush in the Tefillah of Shabbos, and it's still Chol. That's what the Rishonim are arguing. Right? It's not Shabbos for me. It's Samuch L'Shabbos. It's after Plaga Mincha. But it's not Shabbos for me. It's not Chashecha. And now I'm going to recite Kiddush? How can that be? If it's not Shabbos, how can I recite Kiddush? Rishonim say, Chazina Mihacha, that what? That Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa. According to what we're saying now, there's no raya whatsoever. Because the Rambam is saying that Divrei Shevach are Shayach on the Shabbos as I anticipate the Shabbos. I don't need the Kedusha Shabbos Befal with the Yisur, Malacha, etc., etc. All I need is that I'm Samach L'Shabbos. Now if I'm Samach L'Shabbos, Bein B'Yitziyos, Bein B'Knisos, Bein B'Yitziyos, I can recite Kiddush and Avdol. That doesn't prove that Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa. So apparently, the Rishonim have a lunge here, a leap of faith, and they believe that you cannot be Meshabeach the Shabbos when it's Chol. In other words, if not for Tosefes Shabbos, how is it possible that I can be Meshabeach the Shabbos?
Do they agree with the Rambam that that's what it is, that it's Shevach? They hold against the Rambam that he holds that it's a the Ikar Kiddush is a Shedach for Shabbos. They say it's not. It's nothing to do with Shedach for Shabbos. It's a,
okay, so then we have to find another definition. But I'm just saying, if we assume the Rambam's definition, that Zochreyu Vishnabib, the Amiras Shevach ala Shabbos, so the Rambam is saying that you can have Zochreyu Amiras Shevach as an introduction to Shabbos before Shabbos. And the other Rishonim hold that no, it's not enough that there's an anticipation of Shabbos. You need the Kedusha Shabbos. In other words, the Rambam is telling us that it's already a Zman HaRoy L'Shevach. And Rishonim is saying, yeah, it might be a Zman HaRoy L'Shevach, but the Maisa Kiddush, it's not sufficient to tell you it's a Zman HaRoy L'Shevach. You need the Kedusha Shabbos itself. The Shabbos, the Zman might be Roy L'Shevach, but where's the Kedusha Shabbos? You know, the Kiddush has to be Chal on the Kedusha Shabbos. And that can only be possible if I hold it what? That there's Tosefes Shabbos. Okay. Now we get to the hard part of the shiur. Let's see if I can survive this. If I survive this, then I'll have to make a special Birchas HaGomel. All right, let's see. This Shtikl Torah is also shayach to Parshas Yisro in the sense that there was a machlokes here between the Shver and the Eidim, you know, between the father-in-law and the son-in-law that had a set of judges. You know, at the end, the father-in-law won out. So I want to present to you machlokes between the Bach and the Taz. A machlokes, by the way, between the Bach and the Taz is common. And I always think that maybe that's why, I don't know if I should say this publicly, but I don't know if you know this, that when the Taz's wife passed away, he asked the Bach, his father-in-law, if he could have his other daughter's hand in marriage. Because, you know, you're allowed to marry a chos ishto after, and the Bach refused. But anyway, getting back to the sugya.
That he sued him. He took him to Beis Din.
Yeah. Well, that I didn't know. The Bach took the Taz to Beis Din?
No, yeah. The Taz took the Bach. The Bach.
Oh, for not giving him the second
door?
Yeah.
No, the Bach.
Oh, for a different issue.
Okay. Every afternoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But did you know the story about the second wife?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, because he didn't want his father. I don't want to fight with you anymore.
No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why he didn't do it.
It's one of a good lunch every day.
This I heard from my Rebbe. My Rebbe told us, because keep in mind, the Bach was a Brisker. I don't know if you know that. The Bach was the Rovin Brisk. And the Rebbe told us that the Masorah is that when the Bach's daughter, the Taz's wife, died, the Taz said an unbelievable hesped. It's printed. You can see it. And the Bach said that you must have prepared that hesped while your wife was still alive. Mm-hmm. I would not give my daughter to someone, my second daughter, who prepared a hesped for his wife while she was still alive. Mm-hmm. Again, also a farsame. Okay. I'm in trouble now. But anyway, this is what the Rav told us. It's very fascinating. Okay. What does the Bach say and what does the Taz say? So let's start with the Sugyan Pesach on Daf Kuf Vav. A person was Ma'acher Zman Avdolah, and the question is, does he have Tashlum? So the Gemara establishes that he has Tashlum for 3 days, up until Tuesday night, according to one day, only the first day of the week. But there is Tashlum for Avdolah. So the Rosh, not in Pesachim, but the Rosh in the third Perek of Brachos, quotes the Maharam Mirutenberg, and he disagrees with the Maharam Mirutenberg. It's not the only time that he disagrees, but it's somewhat rare. What's the issue? A person was an Onen, Rachmana Litzlan, on Motzi Shabbos, and the Kvura took place on Sunday morning. Zokta Maharam Mirutenberg, then he'll make Havdolah Yashar mi Beit HaKvarot. He comes home from the Beit HaKvarot, he buried his dead, and he recites Havdolah. And it's no different than the Tashlumin for someone who omitted Havdolah on Motzi Shabbos. Says the Rosh, Nidchahu min HaMitzvah, since he was an Onei who's potter min HaMitzvahs on Motzi Shabbos, Shuv lo shayach bo din Tashlumin. In other words, whereas the Maharam in Rutenberg says that an Onein although he's exempt from the mitzvahs, he has tashlumin, and therefore he'll be bavdil on Yom Rishon, like anybody who leaves out Avdolah. The Rosh says, no, he was nidcha min ha-mitzvahs. He gives an example. There's a Ramban who says that if Tisha B'Av overlaps with Motzei Shabbos, meaning Tisha B'Av is on Yom Rishon, then we don't make Avdol. That's the Ramban's opinion. Because since we don't have Avdol, of course, on Motzei Shabbos, because it's Tisha B'Av, is therefore hold the Nidche, Nidche. And the Rosh wants to equate this with the case of Mishaya Onen.
Yeah, the question is, Motzei Shabbos.
Okay, yeah, that's a Chakira, which we're not going to talk about today, but that's a very important Chakira, and it might shed light on this. And Benny is asking, how do you define the Ptur of an Onen? Is he Potur, or really Schayev, just Onus Rachmana Patres? Exactly. You know, it has to do with Osik Mitzvah Potur. So that's a gigantic sugya unto itself. But that's not relevant to us this evening. Okay. Now, the Rosh, not in Brachos, but elsewhere, and that's in Moed Katan, he has another issue, another machlokus between the Maharam Rutenberg and himself. And in Moed Katan, the case is a Katan Shehigdil B'toch Shloshim Yom L'mos Krovo. Now, a Katan is Potter from Aveus. But Maimar Muzgar, it's possible, again, Rabbi Moshe has chubis about this, that he's not even, there's no mitzvah of chinuch for Avelus. Avelus is the one exception to chinuch. But be that as it may, that's not relevant to us now. I just mentioned it in passing. And the Mairami Rutenberg says the following, Chayav lis Abel, as soon as he becomes bar mitzvah, tok shloshim yom, kidin shmua krova. Okay, this is all in Yoredeya Simon Shin Sadi Vav in Hilchas Avelis, that according to the Maharam in Rutenberg, the Katan Kishahigdil is Chayav in Avelis. Says the Rosh, Kevon Shaya Potur B'tchilas Hazman, since he was Potur at the time of the Ptira, therefore, batla mimena, betelo mimena, mitzvah, v'shuv eino mischayavba. So at this point, the Bach makes the following move. He says that these two issues and the two deos alashitasa, that to the same extent that the Maharam says that if he's an onen on Motzei Shabbos, he's chayim and avdol l'mochras, therefore, the Maharam says that if he was potter min ha-mitzvahs because he was a katan, b'shas misas krovo, he's chayav lis abel begadlusa. To the same extent that the Rosh says that an onen b'motzei Shabbos is potter from Avdola even on Sunday because he was nidchem min ha-mitzvah, there's no tashlumen if he was nidchem min ha-mitzvah. So too, the Rosh l'shitoso holds that if he was a katan at the time of the Misas Krovo, he's nidchem in a mitzvah, and even when he becomes a gadol, he's not chayv in avelus, even though it still might be classified as a shmur krov. This leads the Bach to ask the following kash. Tmei ani al Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, he says, is so serious at. In Yoredeya Simon Shin Mem Aleph, le'inyan onein b'motzei Shabbos, Posake Maharam mi Rutenberg, the Chayav lahavdil lemachas. But in Simon Shin Tzadi Vav, le'inyin katan shehigdil baveluso, b'shloshim, is Posake Harosh lefotra. And how the Bach leaves the Shulchan Aruch b'tzarach in. How could it be that the Shulchan Aruch crosses fire over here, he crosses line, political lines. How can he accept the Maharami Rutenberg and say, okay, you are potter as an onen of Motzei Shabbos, but you still have the mitzvah of Tashlumin and make Avdol in the morning after you come back from the Beis HaKvaros, and at the same time accept the Rosh of hol v'nidche nidche, that in the case of a katan shehigdil, Be'aveluso, since he was potter at the Shas Misas HaKarov, therefore he has no chiyuv of avelus when he becomes a gadol. If the Mechaber wants to accept the Rosh Hashit of Hoel V'nidche, he should apply it. Oh, okay. He should apply it to the case of an Onen on Motzei Shabbos. The Onen was Nidche Motzei Shabbos, that he shouldn't be chayuv on Avdolah Mor. But no, he passes like the Maram Mirudenberg, that even though he's an Onen on Motzei Shabbos, he's chayuv L'machras. So he's chayuv L'machras, it means we don't apply the principle of Nidche and Shuv Einan Reschayuv. No, if that be the case, then in the case of the Kodesh Yevil, he should be chayuv on Avelus. Comes along the Taz, and he says the kasha is not a kasha at all. Shiny avelus, the ikar zmana b'shar rishona, the oz ikar hamerirus unehigas avelus liachar zman who midin tashlumen. The imayav potu b'shas ikar achiyuv shuv ein makom utashlumen. Since the ikar avelus is the tsar at the moment of ptira, at that moment he was a katan, he's not chayav in avelus and tzar avelus, therefore he doesn't have a din of tashlumin. Masha'enken, he says, v'avdolah, ikar zmana hu kol shlosha sayomim ad yom shlishi, dechoshiv li'achar Shabbos. There's a concept called li'achar Shabbos. Li'achar Shabbos is not limited to Motzei Shabbos. Even the next week is considered li'achar Shabbos until you enter into the next week, which is from Wednesday and on, meaning Leil Shlishi and on. Is when Mela says the Taz, he has no clue, was frek the Shver? What is the Shver asking here? There's no question at all. The Bach was the Taz is Shver. And the Shver is Shver, right. We always say the Shver is heavy. Shver means heavy, right? Very heavy. My Shver is not so heavy. But in any event, so what happens over here? There's an inconsistency in the Mechaber. Says the Taz, what are you talking about? There's no inconsistency. The question is, what's the Zman HaMechayev? In the case of Havdalah, we have a Zman HaMechayev called Liachar Shabbos. And Liachar Shabbos extends from Motzei Shabbos all the way to Yom Shlishi. But in the case of Avelus, the Zman Chovoso, the Shas Chovoso is the Shas Ptira. That's the Ikar Avelus. In a very, very dramatic language here in the Taz, he says, Ikar hamarirus unehigas avelus. And what you want to set up a tashlumen later on in the Shmur Rechoka, Shmur Krova, that doesn't make any sense as a tashlumen for someone who was never chayiv b'shas chovos. The Chassam Sofer, by the way, has a whole tshuva about this Taz. If you want to make a note of it, I don't think it's on your Maror Makovos page, it's tshuva Yud Zayin in Orach Chaim. And he's doche the taz b'shtei yadayim, mamish with a gusto. He says, for sure the ikar zman avdolah is the motzei Shabbos, and lemachras is midin tashlumen. And if the motzei Shabbos he was not chayav because he was an onen, is therefore he's considered nidche. So this whole concept, this whole assumption of the taz that in the case of avdolah, We say that it's not tashlumin, and that's why the Mechaber says that the onen after kfura has to make havdolah. That's a mistake. That's predicated on a wrong and incorrect premise, because halacha of havdolah is limited to motzei Shabbos. After motzei Shabbos, you can have tashlumin. Oh, now I want you to add the following to your notes if you're writing anything. The Meiri and Tainus on Daf Lamed says the Svar of the Taz. So that if the Chassam Sofer doesn't like the Svar of the Taz, it's in the Meir. Meaning that the Chiyuv of Avdolah is Liachar Shabbos, that takes you all the way to Yom Shlishi. And it's not Midin Tashlumen. And if it's not Midin Tashlumen, even though he was an Onen and he was part of Motzei Shabbos, he's still Chayiv in the Mitzvah of Avdolah all three days. Now, could it be that all this depends upon the Rambam and the Rashmi Shatz? That's what I want to suggest. The Rambam derives Havdalah from Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. It means that there's Halach of Samuch L'Tzeis HaShabbos, whether it's Samuch before Tzeis HaShabbos or Samuch L'Achar Tzeis HaShabbos. Meaning, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Havdalah is B'Yetzias HaShabbos. The Mechayev of Avdolah, therefore, is that moment after Shabbos. And if that be the case, look, some sofer is right, that anything past Motzei Shabbos is only beginning to Tashlumin. And therefore, the Kasha of the Bach is correct, that we should paskin like the Rosh, that since he was Nidcha, he was an Onen, he wasn't Chayev at that moment of Shas Yetzias HaShabbos, then just like we saw in the case of a Katan, B'Shas Yetzias Neshama of his Karov, he's not Chayev in Avelus, he can't be Chayev in Avdol. And that was the Kasha of the Bach. However, if we go with the Rosh Mishans, and the Makar, the source of Havdalah, is Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol, then Chol is considered Liachar HaShabbos. It doesn't mean that I have to pinpoint Chol to one specific moment. The entire period of time after Shabbos, as long as we're Liachar HaShabbos, is considered Chol. And therefore the mitzvah is Omed, Omedes V'Kayemes, up until Yom Shlishi. And the Taz is right. So let's just summarize. If I accept the Rambam Shita, that Zochreu B'Knisaso Ubi Yitziaso, and we have Halach of Samach L'Shabbos, it means that the Chiyuv Havdol, like the Chiyuv Kiddush, is connected and generated by Shabbos. And that's why, you know, Tzvi Pesach Frank says, if you don't have Shabbos, you don't have Havdol. It's all connected to Shabbos. And the Rambam allows you B'Samach Ma'at to recite Havdolah before Yitzias HaShabbos. And certainly you need some of Mi'at Li'achar Yitzias HaShabbos. This would be a basis for Zrizim Akdivim to make Havdolah immediately when you come back from shul. I see people are not mocked on that. But it's all based on that moment of Yitzias HaShabbos. If that be the case, then the whole Halach of Gimel Yomim is Halach of Tashlumin, like some Sofer insists. And therefore, the Bach is right that if he was nidche as an onen of Motzi Shabbos, there should be no din of Havdol when he comes back for the Beis HaKvaros tomorrow. Because since he wasn't chayav in the midst of B'Shas Chovaso, there's no din of Tashlumin. And Memela, the Bach is right for asking the question, is an inconsistency here. In the case of Avelus, the Mechaber paskins that there's no din of Tashlumin for the Katan because he wasn't chayav B'Shas Yetzias Neshama. Here too, there's no Tashlumin B'Shas Yetzias for Havdol of Shabbos. But if on the other night I go with the Rashmi Shans, now I can understand the Taz. The Taz is saying that Havdol is not Motzi Shabbos. Havdol is Lahavdil Ben HaKodesh Ubein HaChol. When is Lahavdil Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol? Well, Chol starts on Motzi Shabbos, but it continues. So whenever that Chol is a Chol vis-a-vis the Shabbos, I'm Chayv and Havdol, Lahavdil. And that applies for 3 days, and that's the Iker Achil. Okay, we have 2 more minutes, and I'm going to try my hand at one more Nafkamina. The Rambam paskins, it's the last source on your page, in Perikov Tes, Mehilta Shabbos Halachi Beis, that you can recite Havdolah and Birkas HaMazon on the same kos. That's our minute. The Raiva disagrees. Why does the Raiva disagree? Because the Sugya in Masechta Psachim, on Daf Kuv Beis, excuse me, at the beginning of Arvei Psachim, establishes that you don't recite Havdolah and Birkas HaMazon on the same coast. Meaning you started your Suda Erev Shabbos, now you want to recite Kiddush Mishach HaShecha, and on the same coast you want to kill 2 birds. You want to be Yotzei Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush. The Gemara says, Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. And therefore, Frank the Ravid, Maishna, just like in the case of Kiddush and Havdolah, Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon is Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. So too, in the case of Avdolah and Birkas HaMazon, Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Zotem Agid Mishnah, that the Rambam is right. Why is the Rambam right? Because the two cases are not comparable. In the case of Havdolah and Birkas HaMazon, both brachos are l'sha'avar. What does that mean, Ol Sha'ovar? That Birkas HaMazon is on the Seuda that he ate already, and Havdolah is on the Shabbos that he just experienced and just expired. Masha Enkein, Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon. Kiddush is on Lahava, on the Knesset HaShabbos, whereas Birkas HaMazon is on the Seuda that he already ate. So in other words, what the Magid Mishnah is saying is that Einos and Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos means when they're 2 separate mitzvahs. You can't piggyback 2 separate mitzvahs on one cost like a stingy person. And in the case of Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, those are 2 separate mitzvahs. Haraya, What is al sha'avar and what is al lahaba? They're two different brachos on two different experiences. Masha'enken, in the case of Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon, since they're both l'sha'avar, it could be united and integrated into one kiyum, and therefore there's no problem of chavilus. The writer disagrees. Perhaps the machlokas here is the same machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashi Mishnah. If the source for Havdalah is Zachreyu, b'knisaso u'b'yitziaso, then the Rambam is 100% right. Shabbos and its sanctity is mechayev two mitzvahs. One mitzvah of Kiddush, b'knisaso, and one mitzvah of Havdalah b'yitziaso. Now, if that being the case, if Shabbos is the mechayev of Havdalah, then the Havdalah is a bracha al sha'avar, like the Birkas HaMazon, and therefore there's no problem with chavilus. What does the Ravid hold? The Ravid holds like the Rashmi Shans, that Havdalah is a separate chiyuv, and Havdalah is on the hoveh. In other words, what generates the chiyuv of Havdalah is the moment now of chol. And we want to recite a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Havdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaChol. Now, if that be the case, then it's not a bracha al sha'avar. Because Havdalah is a bracha al sha'avar. But the bracha of Havdalah is a bracha on the hoveh, and therefore they're two separate kiyumim, and we have to apply the principle of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavdilus Chavdilus. Okay? Let's stop here. Yeah.
Meyer?